There are a lot of people selling shovels right now. And what I mean by that is if you're on YouTube or any form of social media, you'll notice this concerning trend. I've noticed it for a while of people that are out there. This is not new, by the way, but we're in an information age where everybody wants to know all the answers. And I think people have been wanting to know the answers to the world for a very long time, but something has now kind of really irked me, and it's getting worse, like, lately. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there's a lot of people out there right now that are just saying that they have the answer to something. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of podcasts out there, especially, that bring on an expert, and the expert knows everything about their particular field. And since they know everything, everything they say is gospel. And since it's gospel, what that means is not only can you trust them, but since they have all the facts and they have all the research and data, everything they say, you can't disagree with anything they say. And I don't necessarily mean that from the fact standpoint. Like, I'll give you a really good example. What is the most optimal way to, I guess you could say, optimize my sleep? Well, you'll have the researchers out there that say studies show that if you observe sun in the morning and the sunset at night, you know, that'll reset your circadian rhythm. And if you reset your circadian rhythm, then that's the best way to sleep at night or whatever. But there are people out there that have, what essentially happens is the longer you sort of have these people out there that are trying to sell you like the who, what, where, when, how, and why, especially in this point with at this point in time and in society with all us all wanting our questions answered, it's kind of getting to this point where I'm really starting to notice like that people are saying that they know all the answers to everything with regard to a certain field. And what I can't help but see is that they're just selling shovels. So I'll give you some examples without naming names. There's like a YouTuber, there's a couple of them. There's one major YouTuber who's like a finance YouTuber. Of course I was going to go here, but this is true. You know, there's those finance YouTubers out there that are making like tens of millions of dollars in their own business. Then they go on YouTube and they want to make a bunch of money off YouTube. And so they start making videos on who, what, where, when, how, and why to make $1 million so that you can then go and go, oh my gosh, that's how to do it. The problem is, they're just telling you how to do it, but they're not necessarily right. And it's like, you gotta understand that there's an incentive in it for people that are selling you something. Everybody out there that's telling you the who, what, where, when, how, why, including me, by the way, don't trust me, but the people out there that are selling the who, what, where, when, how, and why to everything, they all have a motive, and it's obviously to make money. And if you have people out there that are saying, this is how to do this, this is why to do this, I'm not talking about facts, I'm talking about opinions. Like, the best way to make $100 million online is to diversify your income, and you have to get passive income, you got to start like a drop shipping business, let's say. I know that's obviously not something you should do, but do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anybody telling me anymore the how and the why and the what and the who. I don't want that anymore. I'm tired of it. When I go on YouTube and someone says, this is how to make your first $100,000 online, I just want to jump off a cliff because I'm like, dude, like your 7-minute video, there is no way your 7-minute video about how to make my first $100,000 is going to change my life like that. You know why? Because there's 80 other videos like that. And so y'all are competing on how to get me to spend 7 minutes watching your video, paying you by watching the ads on it, right, to make $100,000 in my first month or whatever, or how to make my first $100,000. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the people that are out there telling me how to live my life in the most optimal way to make money. Do you know what I mean? And with my channel, this is the part where I get extremely honest. I don't want to be the person that claims to know stuff. There are some things that are significantly more, there's this idea of valence. If you've never heard of this before, I think this is right. I could be wrong. I'm tired. There's this idea of valence, and valence is the measurement to which something is accurate based on repeated measurements. So if I ask 100 people what color the sky is, they're going to say the word blue. And maybe a couple other people might say not blue because they're colorblind or because they don't see or whatever, but if but you the valence, the degree to which the blue becomes the right answer is significantly higher because you have more people all saying the sky is blue based on that color. Well, in life, I kind of tend to think about things from the perspective of valence, but there are a lot of different from having a high valence versus a low valence. And in situations where it's like there is significantly lower valence, where it's like, how do we all, here's a really good example. How are we all going to overcome the crisis of AI coming up? Everybody says different answers, and they're not remotely close to the same answer. Do you see what I mean? There are certain things that we think are going to happen, but how do we solve the problem? Well, everybody's saying something different, right? And of course, that's what you'd expect. But that's the reason I don't trust everybody online anymore, and I don't trust all these channels because, and all this content and all this media, because I'm like, dude, I don't think, if you genuinely had the answer, you wouldn't tell me. If you had the, I mean, some people might out of the goodness of their heart, but if the answer that you would give me would make you more money to not tell me than to make it public and make a couple bucks off me off your YouTube video, I don't think you would tell me. Do you know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like these guys come up with ideas for their channels that they know are going to get clicks, and then they sell you an idea, and then that idea, you know, gets them 7 to 10 minutes of watch time, which then makes them passive income while they're making the next video. And it's like, I just feel that. I don't feel a sense of honesty towards, you know, towards me. I just kind of feel like you're just trying to sell me a shovel in a gold rush. It's a gold rush of information, and you guys are just trying to sell me shovels so that I can go find it out. Like, I just don't feel good about that. And I don't, I think that, lately I've been trying to stay away from any video that tells me how, based on an opinion. We're not talking about like an instruction guide, you know. I'm into stuff like, for instance, like retro handhelds. If I watch like a guide on how to set up a retro handheld, okay, that's just facts. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? But if it's something where it's like, you're just giving me, how do I make my first 100,000 online? And I go to some guy who started a drop shipping business and who has a bunch of friends that they're, you know, that own real estate. And oh, by the way, their dad's a $1 million business owner. And so that's how he did it. You know, like, where it's all opinions and it's all based on different information. I'm like, dude, I just don't want to do that. I don't feel good about watching these guys because I just feel like they're selling me something. And in reality, they're selling me an idea, and that idea pays them. And I'm like, it's almost like, it's not that it's manipulative, but it's like, you guys are claiming to know all the answers. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't know crap. I'm just trying to figure it out. And sometimes I will approach something that seems to have a high valence with other people. And so I'll be like, I think I know something here, but I'm not going to say, I want to be careful, but I generally speaking, don't think I know nearly as much in this world as a lot of other people tend to claim, because we really are all just trying to figure it out at the same time. And anybody telling you or telling me that they have it all figured out, I have good reason to be suspicious of someone like that.